Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'd like to play the game on Friday. It's a margin of victory game. The game is pick a player, and it's brought to you by Burlington. Refresh your spring closet for less at your Burlington store. What's hot? Stripes, dots, and gingham, plus cool hardware like pearls, sequins, grommets, and much more. Burlington style for everyone. So our players today are Kyle Hendricks, Chuck Swirsky, Chris Bryant, and Nikki Delmonico.
Congratulations to the Swirsk and all of the WGN Radio Walk of Fame inductees today. Mary Vandeveld, how are you?
It's a big day. The game is the players against the callers. Whichever caller beats the player by the widest margin of victory in the same category wins. The tiebreaker goes to whoever gets more in their given category. If you don't understand, it's very easy. You'll pick it up as we go. Dan in Ottawa.
How you doing?
Good.
Hi, Dan.
How you doing, Mr. McNeil?
Oh, Dan, I'm good.
Dan. It's like Plesak is here.
I was thinking the same thing.
Hendricks, Swirsky, Bryant, or Delmonico? Pick a player, Dan.
You know what? I'll go with Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant had 15 seconds to name as many television shows as he could. Any TV show ever, past or present, 15 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Seinfeld, Family Matters, Game of Thrones, Boardwalk Empire, Supernatural, Different Strokes, Facts of Life, All in the Family, Maude, Rhoda, Mary Tyler Moore Show, Simpsons, King of the Hill.
All right, that's a very good score. You guys have them down for 11? 11.
I have 11. Yeah, I'm not the official scorer, though. I'm the unofficial scorer. It gives me something to do during the
play. That's correct. Like
11, Mac. Juan Primo's number.
Juan Primo! Watch out for the knife!
We'll see if Chris Bryant likes his TV. Wow.
Five.
And some truly awful television shows.
Well, his wife watches The Gossip Girl.
And Bachelor. Okay. That is... a bad showing by Chris Bryant. Good soft target by Dan. That's a plus six for Dan in Ottawa. I will be shocked if that is not the winning score. Patrick and Niles.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Patrick.
Kyle Hendricks, Chuck Swirsky, or Nikki Delmonico? Pick a player.
I'll go with Hendricks.
Kyle Hendricks had 15 seconds to name as many U.S. presidents as he could. U.S. presidents, 15 seconds. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Reagan, Lincoln, Washington, Grant, Grover Cleveland, Thomas Jefferson.
It's a 10 spot. We can't give you Jefferson, unfortunately.
You know what? I'm going to give him 11.
Oh.
Grover Cleveland was president twice.
It's not too different. Presidents. It's just
it's two different presidencies.
That wasn't the category, though.
But I mean, he is the executive producer. So I mean,
he's president two different times.
Okay. So just, Barack Obama had two terms.
That's two terms. Those were continuous. There wasn't a break in between.
That's the most questionable ruling in the history of pick a player.
I'm trying to give Patrick a chance because Dan's beating the hell out of what probably everyone's going to be. I'm trying to give
Patrick
a chance.
Shep, what's with your pro-Grover Cleveland agenda over here? What's going on?
I'm a big pro-Grover Cleveland guy. You know what? That's what they're going to say about me in my obituary.
Keep your politics out of radio.
Me and Millard Fillmore. You could take off the history of pick a player. That's the oddest ruling in the history of game shows. But I don't care. And those of you thinking Dan's got it made because of the differential of six, I'll remind you that Chuck Swirsky, who has yet to play in this round, couldn't name any Blackhawks when asked to a while ago.
Oh, that's true. It's all about matchups.
Yes.
It's a matchup game. Is that the weirdest thing that Shep has said since yesterday when he said he wants to be a caveman?
Since yesterday, would have loved to have lived in the Mesozoic.
Meet you by the third pyramid, Shep. 6 or 8 thousand years ago.
All right. That's a ridiculous ruling, but we'll give him 11. Let's hear if Kyle Hendricks knows his presidents. 7. Come on, Ivy Leaguer right there. That ain't great. Couldn't go back.
He's supposed to do real well because he's an Ivy Leaguer. That's how many people look at those who are educated at fancy schools.
Right?
Yeah, well, it's. Yeah,
I mean.
They tested well when they were 18. Bully for them.
No, I agree. Like, that's why when you say, like, oh, you went to Syracuse, I'm like, yeah, trust me, I'm an idiot.
I think the guy who started Game 7 of the 16 World Series is a bit nervous there, I think.
Yeah, 100%. He said that this game is more nervous playing pickup player than he was his wedding. I don't buy it. All right, that, so plus 6 for Dan is still the leading score. Greg.
You're on. Hello.
Hi, Greg.
Hello, Greg.
How's it going, guys?
Fine, thank you. Chuck Swirsky or Nicky Delmonico, pick a player.
Got to go with Nicky D.
Got to go with
Just
Nicky
don't
D.
ask him to run into the catcher in a close play at the plate.
Nick Delmonico. By the way, breaking news, Jason Hayward's off the DL. More analysis on that as we go. Nicky Delmonico.
He's ready to write it.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff. Glad he's recovered from the concussion. Nicky Delmonico. Had 15 seconds to name as many different Chinese restaurant menu items. Things you'd find on a menu at a Chinese food restaurant. 15 seconds on your mark, get set, go.
Sweet and sour chicken, sweet and sour pork, lo mein, Szechuan chicken, Kung Pao chicken, fortune cookie. White rice.
I don't think the cookies are actually on the menu. They just give them to you. Can you buy a fortune cookie?
No, you pay extra for more fortune cookies. 5 cents a piece. Max rolls to just giggle during this game.
There's something about this hour lately that's had me tickled.
Oh, man. He stopped real hard at 3 there, too. Sweet sour chicken, sweet sour pork, egg roll, and then a stroke. All right. Let's see if Nicky Delmonico likes Chinese food. I've always wanted to know. Noodles. Shep, what are we doing here?
I mean, it doesn't really matter because you're looking at plus 3 or plus 4 either way, so yeah. It's not our winner.
Yeah, you're right.
So I'm going to be generous and say, yep, just count them.
Several okay. of those, though, aren't broccoli? Didn't you say
yeah, broccoli's not necessarily on the
and
menu.
And noodles?
Peoria Matt writes in water chopsticks. Yeah.
Soy sauce.
Yeah. Okay. Not the greatest edition of this game.
You're wrong.
Steven in Rockford.
Hello.
Hi, Steven.
Chuck Swirsky's the only one left on the board, and you got to win by 6 or more.
Okay.
Okay. I don't like your chances, I'll be honest with you. How are you feeling about it?
I'm feeling great.
He's good. He's ready to go.
Okay. Chuck Swirsky. Had 15 seconds to name as many current NBA head coaches as he could. Current NBA coaches. 15 seconds. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Oh. Wow. I don't know. I don't know anybody that. What's his name? Popovich? La la la.
That's his name.
Greg Popovich and.
How you feeling now? Steve, how are you feeling now about your chances?
I'm still good. I don't think he knew any basketball either.
Okay. We'll see how that goes. The play-by-play broadcaster of the Bulls.
This is a bad matchup right now.
Let's see if he can name more than one NBA head coach. All right. Even though Stan Van Gundy, not a coach anymore when we recorded it. And Hornacek, yeah, that's true. Still a comfortable victory. For Chuck Swirsky. Well, I mean, on his Hall of Fame day, we had to do it. Congratulations to Dan in Ottawa. First plus six. Dan, would you like to make an acceptance speech?
No. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Dan.
I just took Chris Bryant because he seems very uninteresting when he's on the score.
I'm glad we went back to you. It's good strategy out of you. I mean, he's wrong. He's not wrong.
Yeah, he's Jonathan Toews in double knits. You know, he's productive and not real interesting away from the game.
Yeah, he doesn't share a lot, but that's all right.
That's fine.
Just keep hitting the ball.
That's why there's vanilla. That's why there's chocolate.
I read that.
Flavors of ice cream.
Do we have any other follow-up questions for Shep's
Peach
ruling? Like a French judge to Grover Cleveland.
I'm getting a bunch of support on the text line if you've been paying any attention there. I don't know if you do during that segment.
No, I haven't.
There are
been
a ton of people supporting me there and actually calling me out. I should have given more points for both Bush. There being two Bushes when Kyle Hendricks said that. So that would have made it one fewer for Hendricks. Or actually, it would have evened out.
No, I counted both of them. I thought he said Bush. Yeah, he said
okay,
both.
Yeah. It was Adams was the one because you have John and then John Quincy. So I should have given Kyle Hendricks one more.
Yeah, you're right. You are getting some support. Grover Cleveland was the 22nd and 24th president of the United States, but it doesn't matter. Whatever. Okay. There's always controversy with this game, Mac.
This is a fun game. I enjoy pick a player. It is, you never know what's going to happen.
That's right. Everyone can play along. You get red with laughter.
I'm curious. It's the second time we've had an employee whose audio, a coworker, the audio wasn't quite up to our high standards. This happened when Lynn Bramer tried to do pop singers. Mm. It was very oddly recorded. And Swirsk sounded like he was off mic as well. Hmm. That's just an observation from me.
Start the buses.
Yeah. Is it an ABC 7 broadcast?
Am I wrong? I mean, did you hear it? Do you hear that?
I thought I heard it fine, but
wasn't as good as Will Perdue when Shep had him in there. That was great quality,
Shep. Yeah, that was great quality.
Well, in all fairness,
what happened in the Will Perdue?
No, it was really good because we had him in Russ's studio, but we don't have the luxury of using Russ's studio for a lot of these.
Can't just pack it up and bring it with us?
Chris Bryant was recorded at a banquet. So
that was clean on a little portable, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It was on the cell phone.
Radio, it's red hot. You're the pick this is real.
I'm really enjoying this.
Radio.
You're the pick a player ombudsman over here. Eddie Olczyk in 20 minutes on the score.
You got to have a microphone condom. Those fluffy, spongy things that take the pee popping out of it.
Yeah. You're an audio wizard. Sometimes it's tough when you're walking around with your cell phone to get pick-up players in 15 seconds to get 100% quality. Studio quality is tough to come by for that game.
Well,
the
ones that were done on the phone sounded cleaner than the ones done here. That was my point.
I don't know if that's true.
I just listened to the game. I'm not making it up.
Well, Shep, did you do those in a studio?
I didn't do any of those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mr. Bustos.
No, I just said, like,
buses.
Like, you know, I'm pretty sure, like, we had no association with those when they were recorded.
Correct.
My bad, you're right.
Like, that was not, that's what I was trying to say. Yeah. I wasn't trying to bury Danny over there.
No, Danny's trying to bury all of us, I think.
That's right. Well, he's the big, call him Jerome Bettis, because that man's going to run you over.
Oh, wow.
Big number 36. I'm not trying to bury anybody. It was arable. It just was. It was noticeably off mic.
It was Speaks. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It was me.
You're not kidding, are you?
I'm not kidding at all. I'm not kidding.
So you did it. Yeah. Why didn't you just fess up 15 minutes ago when it came up?
No, it was Speaks. That's why. I just forgot. I forgot even who the players were.
Babe, can you talk into the mic, please?
Chuck Swirsky was more recent than that. I thought that you got Swirsk when he came in.
Swirsk was in a hurry to get to a dental appointment. Could not get Swirsk. He had to run. Oh. Had to get my molars checked out.
By cuspids between the rings.
All right. Texan wrote in and said, stop all this crap and just do Sports Jeopardy every day. It was the greatest moment of my life yesterday.
Don't get gingivitis.
I don't know why that brings me so much joy, but it's fantastic. Oh, man. I saw some news story about it, so it's in my head. Are you? Do you have anyone in your life that will be watching the royal wedding this weekend, waking up at 3 in the morning to do that?
I don't think Sherry will wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to do it, but my wife is inclined to take in events like that, yes.
Yeah, my wife is too. She's got a work event tomorrow, so she's not going to be watching it live, but she is DVRing it. And she's looking forward to doing that on Sunday. My mom and sister are waking up and like drinking mimosas and watching the royal wedding live. And I would love to make fun of them, but we do so much nonsense.
We can't. I watch Good Morning Football in April and May. You know, I wonder, what's Kyle Brandt thinking this morning? I watch a lot of dumb crap, too. Yeah. I watch Stanley Cup playoff hockey when the Blackhawks aren't involved.
No, I mean, at least that's going on live. Like, I re-watch. Like, think of the number of times.
Rounders this morning at 6.
You watched Rounders this
morning at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. You're like, how many times have you seen The Wire? I'm like, I've honestly lost count. They're like, well, what does that mean? There's 60 episodes in that show. I'm like, I've seen every episode of The Wire at least 10 times. That's 600 hours of viewing one television show.
Yeah. Any wedding. I don't think men typically are drawn to the whole wedding process. I don't talk to many guys who, when there's a wedding, they say, oh, yeah, of course we're going to the wedding. Not just guys just want to go to the reception. Ladies typically want to do both. They also want to see the service.
When we were planning our wedding, my wife did the majority of it, but she wanted me to have an opinion, even if my opinion wasn't strong. She's like, you have an opinion about everything. How do you not have an opinion about the venue or the invitations or the guests?
Like, that's the worst part of the wedding, though, is that it's, I want you to have an opinion. Give me your opinion. Okay, the invitation should look this color. What? Your opinion sucks. That's a terrible opinion. Then don't ask for my opinion on something I don't care about.
I offered up strong opinions on, no, it's great advice. I offered up strong opinions on food, booze, and like the amount of time dedicated to partying. And, like, not doing extra superfluous things. Like, if people want to watch us cut the cake, fine. Like, people, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
Your parents speak, my parents speak. Let's get out of there.
Like, have dinner at 10, like the typical Jewish wedding?
We did not. No, we were like, let's eat and let's get out on the dance floor so that everyone, I mean, we had an open bar.
Boy, Doug Buffone had a fit over that at Jesse Rogers' wedding years ago.
Really? What happened?
Yeah, he was about the dinner being late because it's a Jewish wedding. Doug was hungry. So mad. But not to take us off track.
Oh, I'm told we'll get to a sports update now so we can get to Eddie Olczyk in a timely fashion. Here we go. The second leg of the Triple Crown. It's the Preakness. You can see it on NBC, and the great Eddie Olczyk is a part of the broadcast. He joins us now on The Score from Pimlico. How's it going, Edzo?
Parksy, Danny Mac, what's going on, boys?
Everything's good here, Eddie. Hey, backing up. You guys did just such a marvelous job for several hours at Churchill Downs. I watched a ton of coverage. It was informative. It was happy. The story about Mike Ruiz, the owner of Bolt Doro, was just terrific. So big thumbs up. I plan on watching it every year for a couple of hours.
Well, I appreciate that, Danny Mac. I mean, it, you know, we just don't show up in Louisville and then all of a sudden just put on a show. I mean, the preparation work, as you guys know, it takes months in the making. So to be a part of it, and it's just a lot of fun. And, you know, it was because when you're working, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things going on. I'm a very small part of the show. But then when you go back and just watch how it all comes together, it's a pretty amazing couple of hours. And again, I mean, we're catering to a wide, wide range of demographic, right? From, you know, the stories to the horse racing to the gambling aspect of it to just, you know, everything that goes with it, the fashion, the food, whatever it is. So we appreciate the kind words, and hopefully we can follow up coming up tomorrow where Justify is going to look to try to go for 2 for 2 in the Triple Crown.
Yeah, and it also was the first time I saw Bob Costas dwarf another man as he interviewed jockey Mike Smith. So Justify is the prohibitive favorite tomorrow, and I bet Justify to win 3 weeks ago based on your physical description of him on our show. That's why I bet him. Do you think he's going to back up his billing again tomorrow?
Yeah, I do. I mean, the track, I mean, we were on the air here for the last couple of hours, and the rain, I mean, we've gotten so much rain here the last couple of days. The track is definitely going to be off. Hopefully there won't be any rain during the race, but the track is going to be sloppy. He's proven on a Danny Mac. He's 2 for 2 on a wet track. He won the Derby going 1.25 miles. He's going to shorten up here. It's only going to be 1.316 miles, but I just don't see him. I just don't see anybody beating him. Now, could he break a step slow out of the gate? You know, could he blow a turn? I mean, all those type of things certainly play into it. But, you know, his morning line was 1 to 2. So that means if you bet 2, you win 1. I don't think he's going to go off it. I think if you got that right now, that'd be a gift. I think he's going to be 1 to 5, meaning you got to bet 5 to win 1. So the way to turn in a 1 to 5 shot is that, you know, you look for an exacta, you look for a trifecta, and maybe just take your shot and just make one wager. So if you're going to invest $100, either you play an exacta, try to get the exact order of the top two, or you maybe get a little bold and play a $100 straight try and try to hit it. And if you get it, you're going to turn the 1 to 5 into maybe 11 or 12 to 1. And what's wrong with turning in $100 into 1,200?
Nothing at all. So if people are filling out, you know, some more elaborate racing tickets, what does your Preakness ticket look like, Edza?
Yeah, I'm just going to single Park C. I'm just going to single. I'm just going to single Justify on top, and I'm going to use the 5 Good Magic, the horse that I picked in the Derby that finished second. I'm going to pick him second, and then a horse that did not run in the Derby, horse by the name of Quip, is going to be the 1 horse. So I'm going to just try to play some trifectas, a couple of large trifectas. Try to play 7-5-1, play a saver 7-1-5 in case the 1 would happen to beat the 5, and I think if the 5 can get the trip and get a little lucky that, you know, maybe he can turn the table. So I'll play a saver there because the last thing you want to do is get caught when, you know, you like a horse and he ends up beating a favorite. And then all of a sudden the thing pays 40 or 50 times more than if it hits with the favorite. So I'm gonna play everything around the 7, but I am going to use the 5 on top. So it's going to be 7 with 1-5 with 1-5. And hopefully, you know, it pays a little bit. But again, when you're singling a 1-5 shot, you know, you just got to hope for some good numbers on there. And again, you got to take what the track gives you. And sometimes you got to take a 1-5 shot and try to turn that into, you know, a profitable race when you have a 1-5 shot.
Eddie O from Pimlico ahead of the Preakness. You can watch it tomorrow on NBC as our guest. He's got the 7, the 5, and the 1. The 7, the 1, and the 5. The 7 is Justify, which if he wins tomorrow will be 2/3 of the way to the Triple Crown, which we last saw with American Pharoah, also a Bob Baffert horse. How does Justify compare to American Pharoah?
Wow. To me, he just seems that he just looks a little bit more of a free flower on the racetrack. You know, we talked about the size, and I mean, Danny Mac mentioned that when you guys brought me on, and him getting his feet wet on Justify on the first Saturday in May. He just seems like a horse that seems effortless. Now, I mean, he was, I don't want to say he was all out in the Kentucky Derby, but certainly that was the hardest race he had to run. He certainly looks like the real deal. Bob Baffert, the way that he talks about some of the best horses that he's ever been around and ever trained. So I think you got to take that for what it's worth. And he sure seems to be the real deal. But again, I mean, he's running on a track that he's never been before. It is going to be off, but as I said earlier, he's a proven horse on the track. But he certainly seems to be the real deal, and there would be nothing better than 3 weeks from tomorrow to be heading to Belmont in New York for the third Jewel of the Triple Crown and having another Triple Crown opportunity with a horse like Justify. Now, I'm not overly sold about the 1.5 miles for Justify like American Pharoah, but let's cross that bridge when we get to it. But he certainly looks like the real deal. There's no doubt about that.
Let's get a little pucks in here, Eddie, if we can. I've been watching the East Finals with incredible hockey between the Capitals and Lightning. The Lightning come back, tie it up last night at 2-2. I'm rooting for the Capitals for a few reasons. Ovechkin's been a great player for a long time, hasn't gotten his cup yet. The Capitals fans and that franchise was born 74-75. They haven't had their mitts on a winner yet. Your thoughts on that and also the possibility of Victor Hedman of the Lightning in a Blackhawks uniform. 77 and look awfully good on the west side, Eddie.
You know what? You could probably play Hedman by himself and, you know, you say, okay, we're going to try to even it out for everybody because he's that good. It's almost like having two defensemen on the ice. He's 6'4", 6'5", 2012. I mean, he's a tremendous player. I mean, he really is. He's on an incredible roll right now. I think he's got points in 8 or 9 straight games, but you know, I think when you talk about the Capitals, I think it's very fair, right? I mean, Ovechkin's been a great player. I mean, even in the playoffs, I think he's now played 112 or 13 games in his playoff career. He's got 56 goals. I mean, do the math, but that's pretty salty, right? But, you know, they just haven't been able to take that next step. You know, they won the first two games of the series in Tampa, and then they came home, and Tampa just played a really good Game 3. Last night, their goaltender won the game, Andrei Vasilevsky. Stole that game from the Capitals. And look, that's what you got to have. You got to have goaltending. And sometimes you got to win games, find ways to win games when you don't play well and your goaltender steals a game. So, you know, I thought Tampa at the start of the year, and, you know, I wasn't feeling too good with that pick when they got down to Cobb here in the first two games of the conference finals, losing at home. But now it's a best of three. I like where they're sitting. You know, they do have experience. I think their defense on a whole is a little deeper. With a guy like Hedman and McDonough on the back end for Tampa than it is Washington's. And, you know, now all the pressure is certainly back on Washington. So it would be great to see because I think Ovi certainly deserves it, but nothing is given, and we'll see how they respond in a huge game 5 tomorrow in Tampa right after the Preakness.
Ed, so only hockey thing for me. Max says that he's not rooting for Vegas because the fan base should have to, like, experience losing and, you know, you don't get it on your first shot. I'm curious if you think it's good or bad or it doesn't matter for the sport of hockey if Vegas was able to win in its first year.
Yeah, you know what? I think what it's really good for moving down the road here is that you're going to have some people with deep pockets that are going to sit there and go, well, maybe I'm interested in getting involved in professional sports or maybe getting involved in the National Hockey League. And if a first-year team has a chance to win a Stanley Cup, I'm going to fork over $500 or $600 million and get involved in the game. So I think you're going to get people with deep pockets as far as the ownership part. And look, give the management team credit. Give them credit for going out and finding players that they, you know, were on the scrap iron for other teams, and they were able to find those guys and get a team that's going to be very competitive. And they got a guy like Marc-Andre Fleury, who's won 3 cups. I mean, they're an exciting team. I mean, they play an up-tempo type of game. So I think for the business part, I think it's tremendous. I understand what Danny Mac is saying about, you know, teams being around and, you know, not able to take that next step. But look, you know, maybe it puts a little bit of pressure on teams that are struggling and say, hey, look, you know, let's go. You know, instead of keeping a management team around for, you know, 10, 12, 15 years and having to be able to take the next step, it puts a little pressure. I mean, look, it's just talking to a lot of management people around the league. There's no doubt that, I mean, they're getting, you know, they're feeling a little pressure with how well Vegas is doing, because then all of a sudden their bosses are asking them, their owners are saying, you know, how come they can do it and, you know, and we're not doing it. So a lot of pressure on a lot of management people around the league with what's transpired in Vegas. But, I mean, look, it's a great story. For me, it's a win-win in the Western Conference. Either I go back to Winnipeg, where I played almost 5-plus years, or I get a chance to spend a few days in Vegas. So make sure we have to get our meetings done a couple of days before puck drop, because you're not going to find me anywhere near a rink until puck drop in one of those games if it ends up being Vegas.
Yeah, taking your Preakness winnings and putting it on the craps table.
We sure hope so. I'll be in the race book, and then I'll find my way to the crap table. I'll worry about eating after.
Edzo, have a good broadcast tomorrow.
Okay, guys, appreciate you having me. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Eddie.
That's Eddie O from NBC and the Triple Crown broadcasts from Pimlico.
I bet NBC is rooting for Vegas to finish the Winnipeg Jets. You think they already know they're getting crushed going in because these are not teams.
Yeah.
You know, and you get possibility of a Winnipeg-Tampa Stanley Cup final? Wow.
What do you think that would draw?
That rating is not going to exceed the average score host blood alcohol content. That's going to be a low number. Was that Harry bad? Was that Tiny bad? right.
You're doing great.
Okay. Well, they can't all be.
No. You're bad. You got a very high batting average today. You're fantastic.
4 o'clock hour. Something in the water.
You're Albert Elmore against lefties today. We're McNeil and Parkins on the score. God bless that man.
Very nice. I'm very excited.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Top 100? Borat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Comedic genius.
We need to get less map. Hegwish is south. He said we need to go up to Hegwish. Really? Was he broadcasting from the Kentucky Derby?
It's possible. You don't know where he was broadcasting from.
Hegwish. 130th in Torrance, ladies and gentlemen. He was
very definitive.
Definitely. He had to get that in yesterday.
It was not the question.
All right. No more picking on Les.
It's not picking on him.
Of course, we can't help ourselves. Sure it is.
I mean, it's all in good fun. Came in. If Shep would have gotten minus 3,800, he'd be catching these jokes, too.
I don't think Les cares, either. Les is sipping a margarita in Hollywood, Florida right now, enjoying his weekend. It's probably like, yeah. And make fun of me all you want.
With his favorite hobby, frequent flyer miles.
His hobby, frequent flyer miles. Well,
and he's looking for that chalk on a chalkboard.
Despite his colossal setback yesterday afternoon, he walked into the elevators with the biggest package on the 9th floor, so he gets to at least take that home.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Legendary.
Legendary?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. He's a winner. A lot of books.
He's a winner in that regard.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares? Bell Center, Molson Center, look at that.
Yeah, fair. Checkmate. Yeah, all right, touche. I didn't know that. It's a hell of a legend. Have you ever done overnights, by the way?
In college, yes.
Yeah. It's not easy. I didn't find it to be an easy life experience. You know what
no.
I mean? Like the ability to do that all the time. Are you kidding me? Like that's just.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it every night, probably.
No.
Hell, I don't like doing afternoons every day. Why would I want to do overnight? No, I just. When you're.
Everyone got wide eyes here. You still engaged?
I'm just playing.
All right, good.
It's a problem of motivation, all right?
Yep, there it is. It's not that I'm lazy, I just don't care.
Yeah, I get it.
That's the case. But no, just a couple of them a week at the college radio station was on.
Yeah, well, when I kind of pseudo-auditioned for the score, I filled in for Les for 1 week doing overnights, and I was just constantly
like,
tired.
How long can you go on overnights before you start to change who you are almost as a radio host? Like, go from, say you're on one side of the spectrum, Danny, and Les is on total other side of like what they are radio host-wise. And
right.
Your show goes from being like everything in the news, setting up sound, all the parts of it, to Grobber.
A lot of present
and
tense.
A lot of past tense, 71 Stanley Cup final talk and whatever else. Like, how long does that take?
I don't know. His audience was very confused, though.
A week or so was not enough?
No. I was very conscious of the fact that I was also auditioning for a dream job scenario.
Sure, and so, you're talking a bunch of guys up doing yayo at 3 o'clock in the morning telling you Borat jokes.
Yeah, third shifters. Yeah, the callers are pulling pranks on you. But, I mean, I would, too. Like, if you're calling in at 4 in the morning, I would not want to be sober.
I can't think of a good reason to do it. But I can't imagine overnights being more taxing than mornings. I mean, I give Mully and Hanley and anybody who's been doing it for a long time all the credit in the world. I tried it. You never get used to it. You don't ever. It's not like you're getting up early to do morning drive. You're getting up in the middle of the night. Getting up early is 5.
Right.
Getting up at 3 is stupid. And there's no good way to balance rest. You're never going to get a good night. No one goes to bed at 9, especially doing sports. I had to have the sports for the drive. I'd leave the house at 4 o'clock. I rarely went to bed before 11. Almost never went to bed before 11. 5 hours isn't enough.
No, it's much easier to produce less, which I did for a year, than it is to produce the Mully and Hanley show. Just from my own personal experience, Mac, you're correct about that.
Yeah, mornings are a bitch, man.
Yeah, I could see it both ways, right? Because you have to just be willing to totally change your life to do overnights. And then for mornings, you want to have somewhat of a normal life. You've got to watch the games at night and then wake up again the next day. But for Les, I mean, yesterday he had 7 hours of radio to fill in. It's not like he's putting any guests on. You know, no one's up there live with you. It is just you and calls as opposed to the morning show.
Yeah.
Because there are ratings pressures. Sure. You get tremendous producing from Dustin and right. Kevin, and you have a co-host.
Mostly
and,
me.
Yeah, mostly yeah. Kev. You got
and Ray.
And Ray.
You and Ray. Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9 guests. You know what I mean? You have the ability to just
right.
do a lot of things there. So I think that would make some of mornings a little bit easier.
Yeah, the best, because there are days, you know, the alarm at 3:30, you're kidding me. Really?
Right.
You know, already? But you always have this, is, Mr. Pillow, I will see you in about 7 hours. Don't go away. Because you go do your shift and get your ass right back home and in bed.
Yeah, big nap shift,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Did you nap every day?
Yes.
Yeah. I can't imagine not. Like, if you had like actual familial responsibilities that you were attending to during the day, that I don't know how you possibly do
well,
that.
Well, when you walk out of the building and it's like you're blinded, you feel like a vampire, you know, and it's just like it's sunny and you don't feel like you have the energy to play golf or do anything. You just want to go veg.
No traffic, though.
Brian said something to me. No traffic. It's a great shift. Yes, at 4 o'clock in the morning, very few people on the road.
Yeah,
but watch
the
those
commute.
Who are.
Yeah, right, exactly. You're a little sober person. On the road.
Brian told me a few years ago, I said, what are you going to do today? It was a beautiful day. It was one of the first days of spring. And he says, probably go home, threaten to exercise, and then take a nap. So that's how it works. You want to do things, but you just don't have the giddy up. That's why you need Low T Center.
Look at you. Still got it. It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is sparkle. Text sparkle to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is sparkle. SPARKLE to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. The previous segment brought to you by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First time users can enter the promo code SMART for $10 off. Spot Hero Park Smarter will bring you into the weekend and up to Cubs baseball. Next on the score.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.